Unit 14. Festivals. Reading. The Birth of a Festival. You probably know that Christmas, the Spring Festival, and Ramadan are important holidays in the world. But have you heard about Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa is a 7-day festival celebrating the culture and history of African Americans. The week following Christmas Day, many African American families get together to greet the new year and think about the past. African Americans have a long history and a rich culture. But Kwanzaa is a young holiday. Kwanzaa was born in 1966, when people created a new festival so that African Americans would be able to celebrate their history and culture. The people who created Kwanzaa used the word for first fruit in Swahili, one of the largest languages in Africa. They chose the word because there are many festivals in Africa called First Fruit Festivals. The African First Fruit Festivals had many things in common. People would get together to celebrate their harvest. They used to give thanks for their harvests and for life. They used to honor their ancestors, celebrate their past, and the group or society they lived in. The festivals were a way to celebrate history and culture, as well as the new year. The people who created Kwanzaa liked the characteristics of the African festivals so much that they used them to write the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. The 7 principles are unity. We must build unity of family, community, and nation. Self-determination. We have to build our own lives, think for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Living together. We should build our community and solve our problems together. Working together. We should build and support our factories and shops. Purpose. We should remember our past and build our future. We should honor our ancestors. Creativity. We must do as much as we can to make our community better and more beautiful. Faith. We should believe in our family, our people, our teachers, and our leaders. People celebrate Kwanzaa from December 26 to January 1st. The dates were chosen so that Kwanzaa begins the day after Christmas Day and ends on New Year's Day. This way, people who celebrate Kwanzaa can enjoy the spirit of the holidays without all the commercial activities of Christmas. Since Kwanzaa is a time for learning as well as joy, people celebrate it by lighting a candle each day and discussing one of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. The candle is usually lit by the youngest child in the family. On the last day of Kwanzaa, family and friends gather to enjoy a large meal and to celebrate the new year. Creating a new festival may seem an unusual way to celebrate history and culture, but we are in fact all creating new festivals every year. Each time we celebrate a festival, it changes a little, and in that way, we keep our culture alive. The Spring Festival, Christmas, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, and all the other holidays and festivals help us understand who we are, remember where we come from, and share our hopes for a happy future. Integrating skills, reading and writing. 1. Read about these festivals and discuss the questions below.
Earth Day. Earth Day is celebrated on March the 21st, the first day of spring. Earth Day is a celebration of life and our planet. It is a reminder that we need to care about the world we live in, and that we should learn to respect life and nature.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Americans celebrate the memory of Dr. King on the third Monday of January. The day became a national holiday in 1985. The theme of the 2002 holiday was, Remember, celebrate, act, a day on, not a day off.
Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead is an ancient festival celebrated in Mexico. The festival honors both the living and the dead. People give sugar skeletons to each other as gifts. It is not a sad day, but rather a time to celebrate the cycle of life.
April Fool's Day. April 1st is a day when strange things may happen. Our friends will play tricks on us and try to fool us. If a person is taken in, he or she is called April Fool. The best trick is one that makes everyone laugh, including the fool. Workbook, Unit 14. Festivals, Integrating Skills, Reading, Harvest Festivals. It is likely that people have celebrated harvest festivals ever since they began to plant and gather food. Almost every culture has some kind of harvest festival. As early as 3000 BC, the ancient Egyptians celebrated the first fruit of the new season. All across Africa, people in different countries and cultures get together for festivals around harvest time. In West Africa, people celebrate a new harvest with days of dancing and offering fruit to their ancestors and gods. Onam is an Indian festival that celebrates nature and a year of good harvest. In August or September, people keep flowers in their homes for 10 days before the main day of the festival. On each day, there is a special event. A parade of elephants, fireworks, and dances. One of the most exciting events is the Onan boat race. The boats used are beautifully painted and decorated with flowers of all colors. The festival also celebrates the return of a king of an old story. In the story, the king is a very good king, and his people love him. The king is so popular that the gods become jealous and send him away. To keep the people happy, the gods let the king return once a year to celebrate Onam with his people. In Malaysia, there is a similar festival in May. People arrange races, games, and dances to give thanks to the rice gods. Chuseok is a Korean festival that is both a harvest festival and a time to honor one's ancestors. During the festival, people visit the graves of their ancestors to show their respect. When the visit to the graves is over, families gather and have dinner to give thanks and celebrate life. The celebrations include singing, dancing, and playing games. A very special event takes place the night before Chuseok. Women and girls form a circle and sing traditional festival songs. In China, people celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival, or Chinese Moon Festival, on the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. It is a time to get together with friends and family under the beautiful full moon and eat mooncakes. The moon is a symbol of wealth and luck. The festival is very popular and is celebrated in many other Asian countries too. Though their meaning may have changed over the years, harvest festivals are still popular all over the world, from Thanksgiving in the West to the Mid-Autumn Festival in the East. The yearly festivals represent our love for family, friends, and life. By celebrating the festivals, we give thanks to the past and greet the future.